Welcome all to the Human Podcast. We got five stories in 15 minutes, and yeah, we got these two ladies with us, and myself, Alex. Got my wife and Courtney. And
oh my gosh.
I know, just the great intros. But we end in Florida stories, feel goods, so let's just jump right into it. I don't like this first story at all. It sucks. But former Boston Police Union president Patrick Rose, very white name, good job, bud, finally got charged with child rape and abuse that goes back to the 1990s. And it pretty much all started with him raping his seven-year-old relative.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Like a little seven-year-old girl.
Like, really?
And it doesn't even say, like, you know, who she was.
Yeah.
But I'm like, and you know, in the middle of all this, you know, they've like another four fucking victims came forward and you got like another 16 fucking charges. And I honestly hope this man fucking burns in hell.
Yeah.
Hopefully like, he needs to just go
in prison.
He just needs to go under the prison. Fuck him.
Yeah.
But what is fucking insane is he was the president of the fucking police union. He was the fucking big cheese. And we have fucking crazy pedophiles like this at the top levels.
Because they're protected.
I guarantee you, like, some shit. Like, he's probably gotten fucking protected before. They're like, okay, just fucking wipe it under the rug. You know, we don't believe you. It's like, your police chief is a rapist. You know, whatever. Arrest you for fucking, you know, doing some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's insane. And fucking for 30 years, this guy's been doing this crazy shit.
It's disgusting.
Fuck him. Fuck you, Patrick Rose. I hope you never hear this because you're rotten in prison forever.
Yep.
But, you know, onto a better story that doesn't make my blood boil. The Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, you know, MAPS, has raised $30 million through, you know, crowdfunding, through philanthropists, through just general people, to complete MDA assisted psychotherapy for PTSD.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're gonna, you know, do the research to, you know, give people, you know, Molly, MDMA, you know, fucking feel good, I love everyone drug. Mm-hmm. And I see, you know, really good things, you know, to come out of this.
Yeah.
You know, like acid, you know, that might be a little step too crazy, but like low doses of acid maybe be able to help people.
Yeah.
You know, get to deeper issues. But MDMA, just like how Canada approved, you know, mushrooms for, you know, terminal patients to come to grips with the end of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully these guys come up with really good things because it's gotten approved by the FDA and that's what they needed the $30 million for, which is insane.
It is insane.
But, oh my gosh. Yeah, maybe it might, you know, push drug use into a more popular light.
Exactly. It needs to be more popular.
Well, I mean, like, not all drug use. Like, don't be like, oh, these are the medical benefits of meth. It's like, no. Come on. But, you know, there's medical benefits to heroin, just not street heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
So. But, yeah.
How do you know, Alex?
Whatever.
Because I'm not that innocent.
Okay.
Whatever. Story number three. New York and New Jersey sue Trump and Postmaster General DeJoy.
Fuck yeah.
Over postal service changes. Pretty much the suit was brought on by the New York Attorney General and the New Jersey Attorney General. I'm not even going to approach their fucking names.
It's fine. Move on.
I cannot say them. They're like Lolita James and Geberg, well, I don't know. But pretty much the suit sought to block any major operational changes that would interfere with the upcoming November election.
Nice.
But, you know, there's a whole lot of other unforeseen consequences, like people are not getting their medications on time because they don't have grandchildren to come pick up their fucking medications. That's what you get for, you know, being a mean bitch of a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or just having no kids. Hopefully these people haven't procreated. And
but you know that's you know there is nothing good comes in the mail. It all comes through UPS and FedEx.
Mm-hmm. Or, it's the adult ice cream truck.
It is. But yeah, you know, they just want to, you know, stop the fucking bullshit going on in the fucking service. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Hopefully it fucking, you know, passes. Hopefully, you know, they find out that, you know, Trump and... God damn it, babe. No alarms. No fucking... I'm just going to, like, ban phones from this podcast.
I didn't bring my phone.
Yeah, I mean, silence it. But yeah, hopefully, you know, the suit goes through and they find out that Donald Trump was colluding to fuck up the election.
Yeah.
He'll still win, but...
I think he will, too.
It's really hard to have faith in the system.
I'm so sorry. I mean,
honestly, fucking, you know, people are like, oh, Joe Biden's an idiot. It's like, they're both idiots, but... You know, I'd run a Republican more than anything. Stay with my fucking guns. Story number four, though. Here's a feel-good story that will bring faith to you, my lovely wife. An Ecuadorian couple break the world record as the world's oldest married couple.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have they been married?
They've been married 79 years. Julio Mora is 110 years old. They're from Ecuador. And, fucking, I don't, I, Wald Romera, I don't know, fucking, she's 104, they've been married, yeah, 79 years, they got married secretly, after their families disapproved, and they're both, retired school teachers.
Aww, that's cute.
So, yeah, I mean, they're still, you know, kissing and hugging. I'm sure there was a whole bunch of cheating on, you know, in between that, but...
Well, there would have to be.
Yeah, that's how you stay married for so long. Cheat.
No, do you know the secret to a long marriage?
What?
Don't get divorced.
Just become swingers like halfway through. And
yeah, exactly. Bring other people into this dysfunctional pairing.
Yeah.
It's always, you always have to bring in someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. But now on to the Florida story. Oh, this is one I love. And it's nothing with crazy people, just crazy old people.
Please tell us.
A Florida retirement community known as the Villages is having a problem with pro-Trump residents verbally and physically attacking pro-Biden residents. So these people are coming through in their golf carts, you know, screaming, you know, white lives matter and white power at the fucking other residents. And it's a 55 and up, you know, community only. So it's a bunch of old people that have nothing better to do, but they're all in their fucking golf carts with, you know, their Biden stickers or their Trump stickers and their MAGA hats and, you know, whatever, the fucking dildos on their forehead. And just going around fucking, you know, hurling slurs and I guess punching each other. Like, what really can you do as an old man? Like, I've seen some tough old men, but not in Florida. Those people are soft as fucking teddy bears.
I mean, seriously, they moved to Florida.
There's a reason why it's like 55 and above only, because if my ass was in there and they fucking started talking crazy shit to me, I'd just knock their ass out and fucking send them to the grave.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a kind thing to do, though?
That might be.
No, it wouldn't be, because then it'd be a closed casket, because their fucking face is like bananas.
Aww.
It's like mushy like bananas, like a bruised banana. It's like, it just goes through like wet cardboard.
This is true.
Unless they have like a really good mortician.
I mean, they don't. They're spending all their money on golf carts and MAGA hats.
I guess so.
But whatever. Yeah, look at that. We fucking, you know, finished in like 10 minutes.
Aww.
Aren't you proud of us?
I'm proud of me.
I'm proud of me, too. Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to get this done before I go to bed.
Yeah. You were cutting it pretty close today, huh?
Yeah, I was, because my best friend was like, help me with my drum breaks, and I had to, like, teach him a goddamn lesson. I'm like, here, fucking do your drum breaks. Enjoy. And he's like... You know, by the end of it, he's throwing tools. I fucking hate drum brakes. I'm like, yeah, welcome to the fucking club, dude.
Welcome. Isn't that what's on my car?
Yeah, I'm paying someone to do that. When it needs to get done, I'm paying somebody else to fucking...
Oh, my God. I don't... like, the car connoisseur who likes to do his own shit is like, going to pay someone to deal with your fucking drum brakes.
Like, I can tear apart an engine. That's fine. But fucking drum brakes, it's just the springs just... Oh, they like, mock you as they fly across the fucking room.
Yeah.
And it's like, ha ha, fuck you, bitch. I'm like, okay. But, you know, all that, you know, I know you don't care about the fucking late release because this isn't a famous podcast or anything. Mm. So you're just like, oh, listen to it when I listen to it. Oh, yeah, here it is, the fucking Human Podcast Week in Quickie. And if you're someone I know that's listening to this... You know, I know you're gay. It's okay. You like listening to the sultry tones of my voice. Fag.
Yeah. Or he's my nephew, because my nephew was listening to this earlier.
Was he really? Jesus Christ.
I'm like, yeah, why don't you do a podcast with us? Because we brought him in to the normal one.
Yeah, he was in the
So you listened to it after he did an episode?
No, he listened to a little bit before, and quite honestly, he didn't have enough time to actually, like, listen to, like, the full episode and stuff, and he's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like,
yeah, you don't know, like, there's a lot of times when I come into the regular podcast and I have no idea what I'm fucking doing. I'm like, I didn't write anything down. Shit.
Yeah.
And like, I fucking record hours, like, 6 hours every fucking week are just my random thoughts. I'm like, I need to listen to that so I have, you know, content for the Human Podcast. And then, you know, I'm slowly injecting dumb stories into the Human Podcast, too.
Oh, my.
But, you know, that's another fucking podcast of mine. The regular Human Podcast. Go give it a listen. It's fucking hilarious to my ears. Maybe not yours and definitely not your grandma's, but, you know.
It was funny to me.
If you have a wicked sense of humor, check it out. And if you love political horse shit, check out my other podcast, Argue This.
With Tron, our roommate.
My black roommate. So,
yep.
Yeah. If you're like one of these BLM people, they're like, I only listen to black owned podcasts. Listen to that one. It's black owned.
No, you're brown.
Yeah, but he's like part owner of that podcast. So,
okay.
He gets royalties?
He gets, yeah, half the fucking income of that podcast. Cool. Which is half of zero, but, you know. I mean, when these podcasts actually start making money, then, yeah, fucking royalties will be divvied out. And imagine this podcast starts making, like, $100,000 a year. Yeah, fucking Courtney will get fucking nothing because I will never tell her. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my wife will get nothing because I'll never tell her.
Yeah.
And I'll take all the fucking money.
You will not be able to sit on that. You will boast to me at some point.
No, I won't. Like, you'll be like, what is this? What are we doing, an ad? It's like, well, if you like smoking weed, you'll love cushy dreams. Use my
code. That's the best you can come up with.
Quite honestly, he'd probably, like, pre-record it and then just insert it.
Just
insert it. I mean, come on.
No, I'd have to banter around with you girls. Bring in another guy. Just bring in, like, you know, one of these fucking comedians that are, like, half okay. Like, these local comedians.
Oh, God, please don't. Their jokes are so boring now.
I feel
I've
like...
I've listened to them, like, repeatedly. It's just... I had to get super high yesterday deal with it.
I damn near fell asleep doing Last Guy. I fell asleep.
Yeah!
I was like, oh, no. I'm like...
Quite honestly, it was... pretty interesting.
But, you know, check it all out. Oh, shit. We went over the fucking time limit. Whatever.
All right, guys. Editing. See you next time.
Yep. See you later, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.